the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Punjabi version of Rant and Wrestling. I am your Punjabi host, Pudi KD, one half of the Punjabi Tag Team Champions, and I'm joined here by the master among Punjabis. This is the Tweener World Champion, Doomsday, Punjabi.
Oh yeah, I am the Punjabi, Doomsday, Punjabi, Punjabi, Punjabi.
Ah, Punjabis. Yeah. Man, and yeah, honestly, Battleground was... Well, you know, Battleground's always been pretty bad anyway. You know, that's normally the norm and stuff like that. This one was bad. I'm not going to say it was the worst pay-per-view ever. I think that's ECW's one-night stand. But this... it's pretty damn bad. Like, it was just, but it's Battleground. Like, we're used to having bad pay-per-views on Battleground. So, let's just get right to it. Westside is actually off doing an epic adventure. They started the show with actually a pretty good opener. Aiden English going up against Ty Dillinger. And I actually watched this. I thought Ty Dillinger was going to win. And turns out he actually lost. And I was like, oh no. What's your thoughts on that?
I didn't think much of that shit, to be honest. I mean, it's pre-show.
Yeah, but are you going to push Aiden English?
Fuck no.
I mean,
you tripping? Hell no.
That's what I'm saying.
But they're gonna you gotta get a win at least once, you know?
Yeah, I guess. But I think Ty always loses, and he's so cool. Next matchup is the tag team titles of SmackDown, which is, I believe, the best match on the show. The Usos versus The New Day. And I thought it was going to be Kofi and Big E. It was actually Kofi and Xavier, and Xavier actually put on a good effort out there.
Yeah.
So many near falls.
Because usually,
super kicks.
Usually Xavier is like the weak link in that crew.
Right. You know, he's always on the outside sharing with the trombone, but this man was getting super kicked off the top rope, and they had near fall after near fall, and when he, I think what was the Trouble in Paradise before they won the match, it was like Trouble in Paradise, and the dude was so far across the ring, and I was like, Xavier's gonna have to really leap and get over there.
Yeah.
And he did.
And he did, yeah.
Because he was on all the way on the other side. Like, he was not in the middle like I was expecting him to. He but he sucked it up and did it for the 1-2-3. He got the hops, man. He got it. The New Day. The new champs.
What's your thoughts? Apparently, this is the first time he actually pinned for the title. Like, period. Ever.
ever?
Yeah, ever. Yeah, I think somebody looked it up, and, like, I think Kofi, he's had basically every tag team belt there is possible in the WWE. Yeah. Like, he's probably the single, like, as a single competitor, one of the most decorated tag team specialists.
Now, what do you think of the Usos losing the tag titles here? Because we thought it was going to be a disqualification or a count out. Now, had that happened, this would be one of the worst pay-per-views ever. So this one...
yeah, I'm glad that didn't
had an
happen.
Actual finish.
I'm glad that didn't happen, you know? Like, right. I'm glad it had a good finish, a great match, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that was the only match I saw before watching Game of Thrones, and then, like, I missed everything else until the fucking Punjabi prison match. So I'm gonna have to take your word for it for the rest of it until that end, basically.
All right. Well, unfortunately for me, I saw this whole thing. Baron Corbin going up against Nakamura Shinsuke. This match was pretty basic. Wasn't really too much really to say. But it did end in a disqualification. Baron Corbin does have the briefcase. He really doesn't even need to win. You already know how it goes when people have the briefcase. They're going to start losing matches and stuff. But this is by disqualification. And he hits him after the match. End of days. Keeping the feud going, I'm guessing. And I think we're going to have to see what's happening on SmackDown next week. We'll get to that later. But Nakamura did win this match. So is he still undefeated on pay-per-views? Yes, he is. Next up is the Fatal 5-Way Elimination Match to determine the number of contenders for Naomi's Women's Championship of SmackDown for SummerSlam. They're going to be at SummerSlam. So Charlotte versus Tamina versus Natalya, Becky Lynch, and Lana. And the match here, I mean, they worked hard. They did the best that they could. But Natalya wound up winning the match, defeating Charlotte in the end. It looked a little bit wonky. I think she did that little roll up in the corner and have her head hit the bottom turnbuckle and stuff. Yeah. It didn't seem like she did it as hard. And it just didn't look really good. But Natalya against Naomi could be interesting. I heard I think West Side said that Natalya would be the better pick because it's heel versus face. Because I picked Charlotte. She was the favorite to go in. But yeah, Natalya against Naomi. Any thoughts on it?
Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised by that outcome. Natalya versus Naomi should be good. Yeah, I was watching SmackDown and the story going in to SummerSlam makes sense with Natalya and Naomi, which I'll get to later. So yeah, it's cool. I dig it.
Now, what's next for, like, Becky Lynch and Lana, Tamina Snuka, and Charlotte? Like, what they gonna do now?
It's mostly gonna be some tag team shit. That's my theory. It's gonna be tag team shit for a while with them.
Gotta put all the women on the show, right?
Yeah.
Alright, and next up is for the championship of the United States. AJ Styles coming in as the champion, going up against Mr. Entertainment, Kevin Owens, and this match was actually pretty good up until the end of the match. Now, you already had a wonky finish with Natalya, it just didn't look really well. This one was really confusing to me as the referee got bumped. It did look really awkward, and Kevin Owens was caught in a crossface by AJ, and he rolled him over for the pin, the 1-2-3, and Kevin Owens was the victor, but it just didn't seem...
Yeah, I saw that part. It just felt felt weird. Like, because, yeah, I saw it, like, a replay of it. And then, like, I was trying to figure out, like, what was the point in the ref bump?
Yeah. And the ref finish. Was looking stupid days.
Like, he, like, the ref bump happened, and then, like, he didn't really, like, cheat. He just kind of just reversed his submission for the win, right? That was it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make sense to me.
It's weird how it looked. Because I'm thinking he's going to kick out of it. Because it's just a reversal. And it looks really easy to kick out of. But I don't know if they were running over time. Or the referee was taking too long to get his, you know, act together. I don't know. It just didn't seem...
Something must have happened. Because we're going to talk about that shit on SmackDown.
Yeah, that one was just really weird. And I had a feeling that Owens was going to get the title back here. I don't know why I just did, but Kevin Owens is the champion of the United States at this time. Now we move on to the epic flag match from Rusev Mashka going up against Mr. Positivity, Mr. John Cena. And they tried to make this match interesting. It just wasn't. No one's going to be interested in a flag match in 2017. I'm just saying. It's just not. John Cena did prevail, knocking Rusev through two tables on the side, you know, for just for the wow factor. And that's basically it. I don't know what Rusev is going to do after this, but the flag match, it was just a pass. Like, I was on the phone the whole time and just, like, what, you were watching Game of Thrones?
Hell yeah.
Like, see, like, people were just doing
everything. Fucked up, son. God damn.
It was just people were just doing something else with their time.
Yo, Game of Thrones was like probably 10 times better than dealing with anything on Battleground.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the end. The end was fucked up.
I don't even watch Game of Thrones.
God, damn, that shit was fucked up. Yo,
but yeah, John Cena won.
Just when you think that shit's going to be all nice and peachy on Game of Thrones, they just yank the carpet out under you and fuck you. it's terrible, man.
It's like life.
Yeah, they're like life, man.
And Sami Zayn went up against Mike Kanellis. That one was, I guess, a buffer match because the flag match took so damn long. Sami Zayn did prevail. He did beat Mike Kanellis. And for the main event, Punjabi prison match for the WWE Championship, Jinder Mahal defends his title against Randall Keith Orton. And if you could see the match, maybe you can have an opinion on it, because the bamboo was so tight and thick that we could not even see. And mind you, it's not like the cage match. It's not like a cell match, because that's just one layer that you have to get past. This Punjabi prison match had two layers. So it just did not even out with the camera. I don't know how it was with the live crowd, but you couldn't really see. Unless you were inside of it. Now, Randy Orton was climbing on the top of the prison, and the Singh brothers came out. And, of course, you know, he had to fuck him up just real good. One of them went through the table, and his body felt like it just snapped.
Yeah.
Like, that just looked real painful, man. They are taking so many crazy bumps on them tables. They need to just stop messing with Randy Orton, man. And lo and behold, we got to have a surprise return from someone, because it feels like we haven't had one this year. Like, maybe one, but I don't even know who that is.
But this is one we didn't ask for.
This is one that shouldn't have never happened, because I think Jinder Mahal could have done it all on his own. The great Kali, the Punjabi master himself, okay, came out looking weird. I think he shaved his goatee or something. But yeah, coming out there, walking the best way he can, shakes the prison and chokes out Randy Orton.
I'm surprised, choked him by the throat. You know what I'm surprised about? How easily he was able to at least climb that thing a little bit, you know?
Cause he's not mobile. He's just a big guy. Can't touch his toes. But yes, Jinder Mahal is still the WWE champion. I don't think that the Great Khali needed to be around the WWE anymore. Because the, Jinder Mahal was the main wrestler for India.
Yo, they must be really trying to push this India agenda, man. Like, it's crazy. Like, I think, like, unless Great Khali is still really popular in India, that's the only explanation I would suggest is the reason why they brought him back, because he's still popular in India and they could still get some viewership out of him.
Yeah, I did not want to see Mark Henry, Kane, Great Khali. All of them are gone. All of them. We have new big men. Yeah. Okay. We got the modern day Maharaja. Right. He's the champion. He seemed to be doing okay, but I guess the numbers aren't there, so they needed another little boost in bringing back this useless wrestler, the Great Khali. And the show went off the air with that. No cash-in, because I didn't think a cash-in was appropriate for the return, especially the prison was still out there.
Especially for Battleground. Fuck no.
Right, and especially with the prison out there.
Don't waste no cash in on Battleground.
No. I wouldn't. That's not a smart idea. But scale of one to bad, this show was some shit. It just was. It just was. It was just not. I mean, granted, no pay-per-view is going to be a 10 out of 10, a 9 out of 10, you know, but this was like a 2. And the only reason he got a 2 is because of the tag team match. Would have got a 3, but Ty Dillinger lost, and that was a pre-show match. So, take it how you want it on that. You can grade it if you even give a fuck, because I don't think you said you watched it. And good on you, because you just saved yourself some time.
Yeah, fuck that.
Right. So now I believe we want to move on to Monday Night Raw. Or you want to go to New Japan stuff?
I just want to go and I'll talk about the standings and shit so far.
Okay.
The updated standings for New Japan as of the 26th of July. Naito in Block A is leading the pack, as well as Zack Sabre Jr. Both of them have 6 points. Followed by Hiroshi Tanahashi, who also has 6 points. So it's three guys, actually. Bad Luck Fale, Hiroki Goto, Kota Ibushi, Tomohiro Ishii, and Togi Makabe all have 4 points. Yoshihashi has 2 points. And Yuji Nagata, who's basically like the old man, and this is his last G1, he has 0 points.
And that's normally what happens, right?
And basically the next like if he loses his next match, he's done. Like, there's no way he can ever like recover from it, and he's basically out of it. After that, and all he could do basically now is just play spoiler for somebody or something. I don't know, for the rest of it. Block B, the leader of the pack is Okada and Omega. Both have 6 points. Evil and Minoru Suzuki both have 4 points. Juice Robinson, Tama Tonga, Sonata, Toriano, and Michael Elgin all have 2 points, and another of the older dudes, Satoshi Kojima, has 0 points.
Oh,
yeah. And one thing that was interesting during the whole G1, there was a match between Kenny Omega and Toriano. And I guess there was a GIF that was made of it. And basically, the whole match was like a comedy match because it's Toriano, obviously. Right?
Right.
So, Lance Storm comments, right? He comments, I guess, just to be an asshole, I guess. Because it's like, because he doesn't like that comedy shit, I guess. And then, I think, Davey Boy Smith Jr. made a comment also, basically just shitting on it, saying basically making fun of the comedy shit. So after that, Kenny Omega catches wind of it, obviously, of course, because he always catches wind of that shit, and he basically says that, yeah, I'm drawing and like getting great reactions out of this comedy shit while you guys can barely go over doing serious stuff. So, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So they're always people have been going after Kenny Omega for, like, so long. Like, it's crazy.
Why I hate him?
They hate him so much.
Why I hate on him?
Because he's the thing they hate, man. He's become, like, that unofficial leader of the new school.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, yeah, just people... And of course, like, when new school shit happens, old school people start hating. That happens with everything.
Huh. Especially with rap.
Everything. Rap, rock,
Football. Like, sports, period.
Yeah, basically anything. there has any type of generational divide. Anything. So.
Because back in my day, blah, blah, blah.
I think even Jim Cornette was talking some more shit. What did he say? He basically compared Omega and Ibushi wrestling blow up dolls to complimenting Hitler.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It was real gross. I don't know. He's a fucking asshole. Anyway, but and that was on Twitter. Going back to Battleground, one thing of note was that people actually started, like, a little trend, like, a brief trend, and it was, hashtag Fire Road Dog.
Hmm.
Because apparently I believe he is the head writer on SmackDown now. And basically they're saying he's probably part of the reason why things are, like, really wonky. So yeah. People hating, people mad. People mad as shit. But, other than that, I don't have anything else, pertaining to, New Japan stuff. So I will start on the Raw and SmackDown side of shit. Alright, so. Of course, we got Kurt Angle. He has, all the, guys show up, Braun Strowman, Samoa Joe, Roman Reigns, everybody talks their shit. It's later announced that that the main event will be a Fatal 4-Way, blah, blah, blah. After that, Braun Strowman declares that he doesn't care if it's a Fatal 4-Way. All he likes to do is pile bodies, and then Roman Reigns said fuck it and just attacked him. They all started brawling. Security got called. They kept brawling. Wrestlers got called in, and they eventually got separated, but not before Braun Strowman actually laid out Roman Reigns. After that, there was a no DQ match, Finn Balor versus Elias Sampson. Finn Balor ended up losing that one because of...
Why?
Bray Wyatt. Bray Wyatt, he vowed to, like, get revenge on him or cause him pain, whatever, but he basically popped up and hit him with Sister Abigail and shit. What else happened? Oh, shit, when did I get this? Never mind. Anyway, besides that, there was Enzo Amore versus Big Cass. Big Cass beat the shit out of Enzo once again. I believe it was even worse than the last match they had at the previous pay-per-view. And then Big Show came out, tried to save Enzo from getting another beating after the match. And then he got his ass kicked too. After that, there was a match between, Emma and Nia Jax. Emma had actually demanded, Kurt Angle give her opportunities or she'll, come after his son. AKA, basically just, try to, seduce, Jason Jordan or whatever. And then Kurt Angle said, all right,
the son of Kurt Angle.
Yeah, the son of Kurt Angle, Jason Angle.
Right.
So,
oh my God, did they change his name? Did Jason Angle?
No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
Okay.
But yeah, what ended up happening? So, like, yeah, Kurt Angle gave her an opportunity to face Nia Jax, and she got laid the fuck out by Nia Jax. Nia Jax fucking killed her. That shit was terrible. Man. She's
not a champion though.
But she killed her, man. She's crazy. No, this is some bullshit, right? Oh, and then Nia Jax actually won with a flip senton. Yeah, flip senton. Yeah.
It was up with all these finishes. I mean, I probably can win with a vertical suplex now.
Hey, man. Hey, it makes sense for her because she's a big girl.
Right.
It makes perfect sense because she's a big girl. Her doing a fucking flip senton and basically squashing the shit out of somebody with that shit. That's dope. And for somebody her size to actually complete the flip like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it works. After that, Akira Tozawa was demanding to face Arya Daivari. Arya Daivari was talking his shit, I guess, and there was some other shit that was going on. Titus argued against it. Akira came out, talked his shit, and then Neville came out to say that that he's the reason Akira was all messed up. And eventually they got the scrapping. Akira got the upper hand. Actually hit a diving senton on Neville, but then Arya Daivari came out and picked his bones, hit him with that nice-ass lariat, and then he said, fuck it, picked up Neville too, hit him with that lariat too, and basically he's gunning for the Cruiserweight title as well. So that should be interesting. After that, it was Bayley versus Sasha Banks, which was a dope match. Bayley ended up picking up the victory after getting hit with a frog splash, but reversing and rolling Sasha up for a pin. That's how it ended.
Fucking finishes.
I don't know, man.
They're just getting. And this is Raw Road Dog.
Raw is.
Oh, Raw is who?
Shit. I don't know. I think Raw has Jimmy Jacobs.
No.
Yeah, I think Raw has Jimmy Jacobs. Because no. that makes sense, because he was the one who came up with the list.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, with Jericho's list.
During the Kevin Owens run. And yeah. That's his boy.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense, right? But, what else? Kurt Hawkins faced Jason Jordan. Match was decent. He ended up hitting him with this belly-to-back suplex transition to a neckbreaker thing. What else happened? The Revival faced Gallows and Anderson. Revival ended up picking up the victory on that one. After that... Then there was the handicap match of Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose versus Miz and the Miztourage. Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose ended up picking up the victory on that one, and that was Raw.
Man.
Yep.
You watched that whole thing?
No.
I would have watched Game of Thrones again.
You know what I did? I watched it. I watched some, and then I watched Preacher. Then I went back to Raw, and then after that, I watched, like, the shit that I missed.
Okay. And well, maybe SmackDown was a little bit more interesting than Raw.
Yeah, it was. What ended up happening early on in Raw, we, you know how I mentioned, we just mentioned Kevin Owens? Yeah, Kevin Owens, basically came out, and, talked about how he was going to initiate his open challenge, but next week AJ Styles came out, said that he was enacting his rematch clause and he wanted a match tonight, and then other music hit. The List is back. Chris Jericho is back in WWE after recovering from that brutal attack from Kevin Owens some months ago. So he came out sporting longer hair, but of course still wearing the scarf and the vest.
Why did he come back? I just brought him up not long ago. Yeah. Like, hey, Chris Jericho left and we didn't even know. Like, he just been gone and now he's back.
We knew he went out in this memorable fashion. Like, Owens beat the shit out of him. Like, they dragged his ass out on a stretcher. He was gone. He was dead. We thought he was dead. Gone.
Now he has risen with longer hair.
Yeah. But after that, Shane McMahon came out and said that, all right, since both of you got claims to being a number one contender, since you both haven't had your rematches, you both have your rematches, a rematch in a triple threat match tonight. So later on in the night, that shit goes down. After that, it's Shinsuke versus Baron Corbin. Shinsuke ends up picking up the victory on that one.
After remember, that, he got the brief.
What?
Okay, so it don't even matter.
If it loses. Don't matter. Yeah, that's right. After that, Charlotte and Becky Lynch face Lana and Tamina. Lana was so bad that the crowd started chanting, "You can't wrestle."
Oh,
it got that bad, yeah. But
she's been hanging on for like what, a month? Like, yeah. No one said anything, but I guess it was just a matter of time.
Yeah, it was a matter of time.
Was it really that bad?
Yeah, it was. Yes, it was.
Who was she wrestling again?
Charlotte and Becky. It was a tag match.
And they found. Oh, no. Okay. Okay, poor Lana. Hey, keep your head up, girl. You just keep working. Keep working, goddammit. Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
Well, of course, Charlotte and Becky ended up picking up the victory on that one. Tamina was outside the ring, like, giving her mean-ass glares and shit, and basically scolding her for losing and whatnot. But eventually told Lana to come on and leave with her and whatnot. After that, Jinder Mahal comes out and believes that like he needs a new competition for SummerSlam and all that. Of course, John Cena comes out, speaks his shit, and actually gives props to him for representing India, blah blah blah, because you know John Cena is Mr. America. So of course that would be a thing. But Daniel Bryan eventually came out and said, you know what, John Cena, you have a good stake at claiming number one contendership, but also somebody else who has been tearing it up has. So, of course, he mentioned Shinsuke, so it ends up being proposed that Shinsuke and John Cena would be fighting next week for the number one contendership to face Jinder Mahal at SummerSlam, which I'm sure John Cena will win because they gotta have that America versus India shit.
That's what I said. Now, one of my friends brought up Shiga Shadow, actually. He said that Nakamura should win and face Jinder Mahal and beat Jinder Mahal. And have Baron Corbin cash in on him to continue their feud, which Baron Corbin versus Nakamura for the world title could mean that Nakamura could be the next WWE champion.
That could be a possibility. That could
but
be.
I see John Cena winning because, you know, he got to fight everything that has to do with America.
I see what he's saying with that stuff with Shinsuke and Baron Corbin, but it's WWE and the writers and Vince McMahon. It's too complicated for them. It's too complicated for them to deal with. They're just trying to have that. They're not trying to have that shit. After that, Sami Zayn and Ty Dillinger faced Aiden English and Mike Kanellis in a tag match. Sami Zayn and Ty Dillinger won after Sami Zayn hit Aiden English with a Huluva kick. So got the nice baby faces winning on that one. The New Day were supposed to have like a celebration thing or whatever, and that ended up not happening because the Usos laid them out like as they were trying to get to the ring. After that, of course, the main event was the triple threat match for the U.S. title. And surprise, surprise, AJ Styles is the new U.S. champion.
Bringing it back to the States for the T-Town.
Bringing it back to the States. He beat two Canadians for that shit.
Yep.
God bless America.
Yep. Finally, right? Because John Cena ain't cutting it with his flag match.
Yeah, that's right. Fucking up.
Shit. You're right. Now, what's up with the title swapping of the U.S. title? Like, is this done? Is there going to be a rematch, best two out of three falls? I don't know.
I don't even know.
Rematch next week. I'm the new face of America. I don't know. They going to keep doing this swap. Because, you know, WWE likes to do rematches right after they do the rematch. So, we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. Alright, what else you got, man?
What else? Yeah, that was it for SmackDown. Shit. You got any news? That was easy. Got any news?
No, honestly. Let me see. No, you said that. Said the New Japan stuff. Nah, that's it. I didn't really got anything. All I got is the cards for the weekend.
Well, I got some news.
Hook that up.
Apparently, Brie Bella, we all thought that she was going to be retired.
Yeah.
Wrong.
She got a child. She a mom now.
Wrong. Apparently, she's hoping for a 2018 return to the ring. Yes.
No. So impossible.
The worst Bella is coming back. So you think that both of them are retired, but no. One of the worst one has to come back.
This is not the you can look but you can't touch. This isn't her.
This is
Brie mode.
This is Brie mode.
Oh, Brie mode. Dumb, 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 dumb song.
Bum 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 yeah yeah.
Oh man. So okay. So what? Okay, wait, when did they have the baby?
What was it, 2 months ago?
She probably could be back, 3 months ago? She could probably be back at like September, maybe?
Yeah, she could be back, like, yeah. Yeah. Because, like, what? Usually you could take, like, 6 months off, yeah? 6 months off is, I think usually 6 months off is, like, enough time, I think. Like, at the earliest.
I mean... Is she gonna be on SmackDown?
I don't know. Most that'd be funny though, since Daniel Bryan is the general manager.
Oh yeah. Shit! Yeah, that's right. So he's probably gonna be coming back to the ring. He's gonna be giving her title shots at the title shot. She's gonna be the champion, and then now he'll be the heel authority figure. Wait, we've seen that before, right?
Yeah, almost definitely. Yeah. Yeah, Brie Bella. And besides that, San Diego Comic-Con went through, of course. They had to have WWE there, so everybody was showing out. They unleashed a lot of elite figures, a lot of dope-looking ones. They had, like, D'Lo Brown ones. One D'Lo Brown, like a Ken Shamrock, and among other current superstars and stuff like that. And, but the most notable thing that they had was that they had the first ever WWE women superstar Mattel dolls. Like legit dolls. Like,
like G.I. Joe dolls?
No.
Little figurines.
Like Barbie dolls.
With hair and shit. And yes, permanent smile.
Hair. Yes. With hair and all that shit. Like, They got WWE women Barbie dolls, which is an interesting thing these days, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's something that's of the times now. Yeah. I see. Cuz got to get that women folk that extra stuff, man.
Right.
Yeah. But of course, they also have women Mattel, like, elite figures as well. So, now they got two shits. Men only got one stuff. One thing. Now the women got two.
They ain't gonna be greedy. No, that's not how the world works.
Hey, man. Oh, man. And then, besides that, the funny thing about Talking Smack was that, the first Talking Smack, you know how they have the post pay-per-view Talking Smacks? The first one ended up having Renee Young and Jerry Lawler, of all people. It's just not it. But there was an offshoot called Smacking Talk.
That was
on Tout.
Tout used to bang with WWE like a couple years ago.
Like heavy. Like they were really trying to promote that shit before they said fuck it and started messing with Snapchat and other things. Yeah, because they're heavy on Snap. WWE's heavy on Snapchat, though. They're always on Snapchat. But, and Twitter and Instagram. But, yeah, they had Smacking Talk, which had them basically just standing backstage, and their first guest was Chad Gable, who they revealed was Daniel Bryan's son. Yeah.
Because they're making it as a joke. We know that's not Kurt Angle's son. They don't even look like each other. They don't even have to. We just know. And the internet is a bitch because we're going to find out. We would have been found out.
Nigga, we already knew before that shit was going down. We saw his parents last year. Not even. I don't even think it was last year. It might have been this year. Cause there was a time where American Alpha was I don't know if they were tag champs or number one contenders or something like that. And then Jason Jordan's parents were in the crowd, and it's not like his mom is black. Too, his mom is white. So it's the other mixed thing. It's his mom was white and his dad is black. But then with this Kurt Angle angle. It's his dad being white and his mom being black. It's all fucked up. All fucked up.
That's crazy. That just... Now, had this been the 90s or the 80s, sure. Because at the time, I thought Christian and Edge were brothers. Shit, Undertaker and Kane were brothers, you know? But Kurt Angle and Jason Jordan, just because he takes the straps off like Kurt Angle... No. That ain't gonna work at all. And TNA never even pulled something like this. They did that. They did do that angle with AJ Styles and what's her name, Dixie Carter and shit. That did happen.
Yeah.
That did happen. All right. What else you got?
Some other bullshit. Oh, I finally saw a Tour de Pharmacy. Tour de Pharmacy. That's that. It was that little mini movie mockumentary on HBO. The first one they did was Seven Days in Hell, I think. With Andy Samberg and Kit Harington of Game of Thrones. Where they played a tennis game that lasted 7 days or some shit. that one was really fucked up. But they made another mockumentary called Tour de Pharmacy. It was basically the premise is that it was a mockumentary of the 1982 Tour de France, where basically everybody was taking some type of performing enhanced drug and whatnot, but it focused on five different cyclists, and one of them was an Austrian cyclist played by John Cena. So, and you can imagine, of course, he's pumped up with steroids, obviously, because since everybody's on PEDs, his character's hopped up on steroids and whatnot. But yeah, his character was funny because he had this terrible accent and he was just riding around and beating up this one dude. Yeah, he had a bare dick less than a foot away from his face. There's this one dude that used to be in this show called Blue Mountain State.
And, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, remember? You remember? It was the mascot guy. Yeah, the guy who played the mascot. Yeah, in 7 Days in Hell, there was a scene where like Andy Samberg's character has sex with one of the staffer that's on the court or whatever, like this girl, yeah. Right? And then as everything's going on, his character comes out of nowhere and it strips down and he has sex with Andy Samberg's character, right? So this dude right. butt-ass naked in that mockumentary, and then he's butt-ass naked in this next one. And in this next one was funny for the fact that he was a cyclist that owned a line of like athletic gear that was basically see-through. So like you could see his dick and balls and everything. But in
all in one pants.
But John Cena's character just like when everybody starts scrapping, everybody starts fighting, John Cena's character basically rips like the suit off of him, so the guy's just butt ass naked and hoists him up and puts him in a torture rack. it was so disgusting. But yeah, man, that shit was funny. But like, yeah, if you want to see a good funny John Cena performance, you go see go watch Twitter Pharmacy. And Dolph Lundgren actually plays his older self, because like they of course it's a mockumentary, so like they have like their versions of them from the past, and then like the interviewed versions from them in the present, and then Dolph Lundgren was his character in the present. So besides that, despite reports on shitty dirt sheets, wrestling YouTube channels are still not being monetized. So whatever you hear, don't believe that shit. YouTube's being assholes to everybody. See, that's why I was just listening. I was just watching this one video. What's his name? The Black Hokage. This one dude that does like a lot of like gaming videos and stuff. And he mentioned like, yeah, like these days you can't even rely on YouTube to like help you monetize. Basically, what you got to do is just get brands to back you. You know. And that's what a lot of them are doing now. So, like, I think, like, if wrestling promotions, whatever, can get brands to back them, like, actually have sponsorships and shit, then they'll be good. It should be all right. Kind of like what New Japan does. You know, New Japan does that type of shit, like, in real time. You know how they got all those, like, advertisements on their rings and shit. And Mexico does the same thing too, so yeah, man. Just get some brands to back your product, and they should be good to go for YouTube. You know,
mm-hmm.
The money will be a little tighter than monetization, I think, but it'll be better than nothing. I know people ain't gonna be donating to Patreons for wrestling promotions, so it's whatever. I don't know. Besides that, what else happened? One thing. There was this one clip on ESPN. I think it was a Sports Center of this one black golfer. I don't know what his name is, but because they didn't give it. But like he cut this Ric Flair, the classic Ric Flair promo. You know, the Kiss Dealing and Ric
Wheeling Dillon, yeah. Son of a gun.
Yeah, can't keep my alligators down. And at the end of it, he was like, let me get two claps and a Ric Flair. Woo! But that was the most hyped golfer I've ever seen in my life. I don't know what he was really wilding out, dude. I don't know, man. That's like some Happy Gilmore shit, but with black guy. Remember Happy Gilmore?
I remember Happy Gilmore. Actually, speaking of... Happy Gilmore had Adam Sandler, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we were looking at the top comedy movies of all time. What do you think you should be on a list of the top comedy movies ever?
Blazing Saddles?
Yeah, that is... Willy Wonka was in there.
What?
I said Willy Wonka was in there.
Yeah, I forgot what his name was. Shit, why did I forget his name, man? But yeah, him. That one, what other movies? I don't know, man. Like, comedy's hard, man, because it's subjective. It's real subjective. You know?
Yeah.
It's real subjective. That's why they don't have comedy awards, man.
Now, what about Friday?
Oh, most definitely. Friday? Mm. Shit. I don't know. What else? Damn. What are the parody? Like, there's parody movies that definitely...
Well, like Scary Movie?
No, not Scary Movie. Like, fucking, like, Mel Brooks shit. Like, because I know, because I just named Blazing Saddles, but, like, fucking Spaceballs. Or, Robin Hood Men in Tights. Yeah, those are fucking classic. Yeah, those are classic.
Let me see. There's something they don't know about Mary. What is it?
There's something about Mary.
There's something about Mary. You think that's a good comedy movie?
You know what? I wasn't like white folks hyped that shit up. I didn't really enjoy it that much. That one and what was that other one that had Jim Carrey in it?
Dumb and Dumber?
No. Yeah, that one was alright to me. You, Me, and Irene. That one was like overhyped too. But I did fuck with the Ace Ventura movies though. Those are my shit.
Ace Ventura: Pet Detective. I haven't seen that in so long. The first one?
I think that's.
I mean,
expired.
I remember the second one.
I think both of them are expiring on because it's Pet Detective and When Nature Calls. Both of them are expiring from like Hulu soon. I think probably by the end of the month, it's probably gonna be gone. Yeah.
Like, wait. When Nature Calls is when he came out that rhino. Cause
yeah, that one's my shit. Yo, I actually like that one more than Pet Detective.
I haven't seen Pet Detective in so long, so I need to watch them both over.
Yo, that one was fucked up because they had like a freaking. I think that like they had a freaking transsexual in that one. Remember in the end when they find out it was Einhorn?
Oh. Like, yeah, because he played for the Dolphins, right? He was the kicker.
That would not fly these days.
No.
That would not fly. You know how pissed off people would be with the end of that movie?
Yo. It would have been trending on Twitter because they didn't see it coming.
That shit does not hold up well at all. No way. No way, dude. But yeah, man, I don't know. Like, comedy movies is hard because it's, like, so subjective. I don't know. They probably put, like in the modern era, they probably put shit like Superbad.
Superbad's fucking hilarious.
Like, Tropic Thunder would probably be up there, too. Maybe, what to say, like, Step Brothers, 40-Year-Old Virgin.
What about 21 Jump Street?
Yeah, 21 Jump Street. Maybe you... I don't know. 21 or 22... Because 21 and 22 were great. Both of them were great. I love those shits. I don't know, man.
I haven't seen 21 or 22 Jump Street.
Really?
I don't know where I've been.
both of those are great.
But, like, as far as comedy movies... I know Dumb and Dumber. I can watch Dumb and Dumber anytime, man. Harold and Kumar Goes to White Castle. I always loved that movie. That's because I used to watch that like back when I had the box.
Yeah,
you know, with the red button in the back. Yeah,
yeah, I like that one. And Guantanamo Bay was good too. I liked Guantanamo Bay. I didn't like that Christmas one they made though. Fuck that one.
Yeah, I heard it. I mean, Guantanamo Bay was okay. It wasn't as memorable as the first one, though. No way.
Yeah.
What about Animal House?
Animal House. That one's good. That one's good.
Like, any of the National Lampoons?
Any other ones? Probably one of the vacation movies.
I watched Van Wilder. Like, I mean, that was when, well, he plays Deadpool now. But, what's his name, Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds.
That was when he was like
an up and comer.
Yeah, yeah, Van Wilder. And what was that white girl's name? she's always in Sharknado now.
What's her name? No. Tara Reid.
Tara Reid. Yep.
American Pie. American.
She was in American Pie too.
American Pie, son. Yeah. Fuck that. That. No, I'm saying that movie. That movie should also be part of that.
Okay.
If it wasn't for American Pie, there would be no MILF category in porn sites.
Oh, really?
Yes, I'm dead serious. Because that's where the term MILF came from, American Pie.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Wow, they invented that. That's crazy. They did. So shout outs to them. They should be in the Hall of Fame just for that. another comedy. Well, no, House Party wasn't that funny. Yeah. It wasn't really a comedy.
I like Class Act better than the House Party.
I did like Class Act. Class Act ain't one of the top like funniest movies. Oh man.
Yo, Black Dynamite should be up there though.
Black Dynamite is actually pretty fucking funny.
Yo. That shit was like, that shit was probably one of the best parody movies, period. Period. Because like, Mel Brooks movies are up there, and then there's Black Dynamite, like, right below. That shit was fucking golden, man.
Yeah. Now, to switch it from comedy, let's switch it to horror films. What do you think is the most scariest movie of all time?
Of all time, you know, the one of the movies that scared me the most was this one movie called Event Horizon. That one freaked me the fuck out as a kid, man. Yeah, man, with Lawrence Fishburne and shit.
Yeah,
yeah, that one was fucked up.
What about Child's Play?
No, that wasn't shit. Hellraiser movies, man, because that body horror shit really fucks me up.
Really?
Yeah, that shit's fucked up.
Now, the one that really fucks me up is like Poltergeist type stuff. Not the movie, because I actually thought that was funny.
Yeah. I remember there was this one scene in Poltergeist where the dude's looking in the mirror and starts ripping off his own face. That shit was funny to me for some reason. I don't know.
I mean, it's that Paranormal Activity stuff.
Oh, that jump, like with the jump scare.
When shit. No, not just jump scares. That's not what I'm saying. It's more like when stuff starts moving by itself.
Oh yeah,
you know, doors slamming and stuff.
Yo, Paranormal Activity did not scare me as much as I thought it would, because like everybody was hyping it, and I saw it in theaters in New Jersey. Everybody around me was freaking the fuck out. Everybody, and I was just sitting there like, "This is cool, but it's not really that scary." Like, I remember this one person freaked out. They started running up and down the aisles like a madman. I don't know what the hell was going on. But that's that one movie that, but, and then all the slasher flicks, like Halloween, Friday the 13th, even like Nightmare on Elm Street, those never really scared me that much.
I think that was for like older groups of people, because mind you, the horror thing ain't start to like maybe what, like the late 60s,
yeah,
or somewhere in the 70s, like Rosemary's Baby and The Exorcist and The Omen. Like, they're just experiencing.
Yeah, the late 60s had the first Night of the Living Dead movie with the black protagonist.
Then did the what?
Yeah, like the Night of the Living Dead, the first zombie movie. Remember that was in like the
I think it was
68 or 69. R.I.P. to George A. Romero. But yeah, I remember the shit. What else? What other movies? I remember there was this movie called Sphere that freaked me out as a kid, but then watching it later, it wasn't really that scary.
What? Do you think Aliens is a horror movie?
Aliens is an action flick. Alien is a horror movie.
Okay.
There's a difference.
Because I'm thinking they're all...
There's a difference. The first one was definitely a horror. Second one was definitely, like, more of an action flick than a horror movie.
Yeah. Because I was just like, that's not a scary movie.
Yeah, you can't really...
But the first Alien. See, I've never seen any Alien movie. I think I saw the Predator movies before.
I did see one of those. Those are supposed to be, like, sci-fi horror, but it's, like, just mostly sci-fi to me. I don't know. For Predator specifically. Yeah, one movie that freaked me out as a kid, but not as much as I got older, was Deep Blue Sea.
Really?
Yeah.
That was action. Yeah, Samuel Jackson died, but it was that the way one, that he died what made it
that
funny
one scared
as hell.
The shit. That one scared the shit out of me as a kid, because, like, that one, like, especially when Samuel Jackson died, that scared the shit out of me. I was like, oh.
Yeah, because it just, he came out there, no one has ever gave a better speech and died right after.
Right after. Yeah.
No one has ever done that. No one has ever dared to try.
That kind of happened in Tropic Thunder, going back to comedy, but when he did it, it was for a comedic effect.
Right.
When he stepped on the landmine, he's like, uh-oh. yeah, man, Deep Blue Sea freaked me out. I remember they had that one dude, like, they ate half his body and then, like, his legs started twitching. That freaked me out as a kid. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, man. Oh, you know what scares me?
What?
Insidious.
Insidious? I don't think I ever saw that.
My cousin made me watch that shit. It's not that scary. It's not that scary. Man. Fuck him for the rest of my life. Fuck him. I can't believe I watched that shit. I'm not watching. What's that other scary movie? That was like really popular. Like I say, 2015, The Conjuring.
Oh, not watching that. I haven't seen any of those yet.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that. Or like Halloween, all those movies. No. Texas Chainsaw Massacre? No.
I've seen like clips of that shit, but that's about it. Oh, I remember the House of Wax that had Paris Hilton in it. Remember that shit. That one was kind of grotesque, but. And then, all the Saw movies.
All the Saw movies. I mean, they should have stopped after 3.
Yeah, they should have.
Like, after they killed the dude, and then they made a movie about, oh, wait, there's someone else after he left.
He left one last trap. No, they're like,
right.
He has a protege. No, he has two proteges.
Right.
Because he had multiple proteges. Because he had, like, what, the detective, and then the one girl that used to be a junkie, and then who else? I think the one dude that had one foot was also a protege, too.
Yeah! Like what? Because like, he helped him get saved when he got out the cell years ago on, like, the first Saw movie. Now they're coming out with a Jigsaw movie. Did you see the trailer for that?
Yeah. Man. 2 years later and stuff. Like, come on.
Man.
They're really trying to milk this shit.
Like, I mean, granted, some of the traps are, like, iconic, but...
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah, that jawbreaker one's iconic. Definitely.
Yeah, because that's... Yeah.
And the box.
Yeah, I don't know how you're going to do that. The box with the water filling up?
Yeah, and then...
And the guy had to stab his throat so the water could come out? That's impossible, yeah. Will.
Oh, and the shotgun. And the shotgun necklace one. That one, too. Remember?
Oh, that was in 3 with the nurse?
Yeah.
There was another one, I think, because I've watched all of them, don't ask why, but there was one where they were on, like, a carousel, and he literally had to stab his hand in order to save a life. Like, this little needle would go through his hand and save a life. Yeah. But, actually, I think the guy who played Eddie Winslow was in that movie.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was in there.
Yeah, he died in that one, too, didn't he?
I think he did, yeah, but like it was a lot of people on the carousel, and one time he could not put his hand in there, and that thing blew their heads off, and he's just like, yo, please. Yeah. And then it was over there snitching people out. It was like, yo, this person's on drugs. This one cheated on his wife. They don't deserve to live. And I'm just like, yo, what is going on? Like, y'all turn. My hand is gone damn near. You know? And then, oh, man. Then there's one where it's impossible to live through some of those. Like, one dude had to drain blood in this little thing. And in order for you to do that, you had to, like, put your hand in there and saw, like, your hand in the middle blood can draw. But that's impossible to live after that. You're going to bleed out. Like, what? Or the black lady that got her arm cut off. Because she had to cut her own arm off. Because remember, his whole idea was to send a message to show how grateful you are in life. That you have this life and you should cherish it. You know, is a message saying, don't take your life for granted. And he was like, well, he had a message. Did you understand the message? Did you understand it? And she was like, are you kidding me? Look at my fucking hand. And I did laugh because it was like a little nub. But he was like, look at my hand. Now you talk about enjoying my life. This man is trying to kill me. You know? And it was like, that's a mess after that. It was just a mess. And now they're coming up with this new one. I don't know if they're going to do it right. Or wrong. I don't know. But what I do like, I don't think it's a horror movie. What's the one where at The Purge? I do like that. The Purge movies. I watched all The Purge movies. I think that is a great idea. Just a good overall show. I think my favorite one is probably the first one. Because they tried to kill a black dude. And I was like, damn, that's fucked up. But he's in a house full of white people. And he was just like, yo, it's only a matter of time.
Security.
Right. And the dude cuts a promo outside the door. I was like, oh, this is great. But like the second one was about the president.
Yeah.
No, the third one was about the president.
The third one was about the president. I forgot what the second one was about. Shit.
And then none of them are on Netflix.
Yeah.
That's a shame. Like you got the Marvel got some money. Like you got Civil War on Netflix.
You know why? Because Disney got a deal with Netflix. Disney cut a deal with Netflix. That's why you see so much Disney shit on Netflix. Disney basically got almost everything they got on Netflix. Almost everything that's out will be like shit. They just put Rogue One on that bitch.
And that I did not know Rogue One was that long.
Yeah. Rogue One came out in like fucking December.
Right. Rogue One is 2 hours long, and I was just like, damn, I'm not ready for that.
That was a dope movie, though.
Like, now I gotta take the time and actually clear my schedule to go fucking watch it. Sorry we ain't talking about wrestling. There ain't nothing really happened this week besides
there's still like prison. Yeah, there's still like little bits of news and shit that I got, but it's whatever. What else I got? I was talking about Ric Flair. Apparently, like, he took a picture with Post Malone. You know Post Malone.
White Iverson,
yeah, that's right. Yeah, he was drinking a beer with Post Malone at a bar, I guess. And, it was funny because, like, that's the second time that we've mentioned Post Malone in a wrestling capacity. First time was when he rocked a Stone Cold vest at the BET Awards. And the funny thing about that was, like, when he was getting out the airport to go to the BET Awards, he got interviewed, they were commenting on his, vest, and, he was basically saying, like, yeah, if he's, you know, like, if they're WWE's down, he'll wrestle, so, like, not only him, but, Lil Yachty would, want to mix it up, or whatever.
AKA Lil Boat.
Mm-hmm. But, Post Malone, like, trims the fat, gets a little muscle and shit, he'd be good to go. Because the dude's, like, 6 foot, so he's not a short dude like some people.
Sorry.
But,
not my fault.
Yeah, it's whatever. And then, besides that, what else happened? Yeah, GFW is just taking more L's. Magnus is gone because he didn't want to take that shitty ass new contract. Davey Richards is also gone from GFW also, but his is a more professional, personal decision of a different nature. Because like he's basically trying to dedicate himself full time to like going to med school to become a doctor, because that's the path he's been going for a good while now. Because I remember there was a point where he how many years ago he became a paramedic. So he's been working as a wrestler and a paramedic for some years now, and then he decided to take it to the next level, and now he's going to become a doctor. So now he's dedicating himself to fully doing that and being a husband and a father or whatever. But he also stated on Twitter that he would like to at least have one more match, and at least that one last match would be with Ring of Honor. So hopefully Ring of Honor grants him that wish, and we get the last Davey Richards match so he can have a little bit of redemption, because we've been shitting on him for a while. Yeah. And speaking of people who have their last match, Leo Rush, of course, he's going on his last match world tour for his indies thing, his final hour and whatnot. The MCW event on the 12th of August is titled Final Hour. I guess like a whole thing dedicated to him or whatever. And basically the main event of that match, he ended up, his opponent ends up being one of his instructor, the Bruiser. So it's, they're dubbing it as a student versus teacher match. So, and that will be his last match on the indies before he makes the leap to NXT, I guess. I don't know. I might go to that. I don't know. I might go to that.
Maybe. I haven't been to a wrestling show this year.
I
don't know. It's just I'm not gonna say it's not fun to me. It's just the good old days.
Yeah, I miss it. I miss the good old days, man. That's just because nobody else is around these days. It's a damn shame. It's a tragedy. It's a tragedy, man. But I'll probably end up finding myself going after work or whatever to that shit. Hop in the car, drive to Joppa, and go see Leo Rush's last indie match. And,
He's going to Vince's world, right?
Going to Vince Land. Vince Land. Where he is no longer the man. he will no longer be the man of the hour. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and last piece of news. Of course, it was announced last week that the USADA ADA was had Brock Lesnar's name back into the mix, so he could possibly have some type of turn in the UFC. I think there was talks of a super fight, and that super fight, and he's down with it, would be Brock Lesnar versus Jon Jones.
If they can get cleared.
Yeah, if they can both get cleared.
That's what I'm saying.
Jones can stop doing coke, and if Brock Lesnar can stop taking peds, everything will be alright. Because, like, I don't know if it's going to be, like, a mixed weight fight, or, like, Jon Jones is going to just go up a weight class for that shit. I don't know.
I don't know.
Because, like, Jon Jones is a light heavyweight, correct?
I thought Jones was heavyweight.
I believe he's light heavyweight. Yeah, I believe he is light heavyweight.
Look that up. I don't know. Jon Jones, I don't know. I don't pay attention to that stuff. I'm a wrestling fan. I like something fake.
he's a light heavyweight. Yeah, Jon Jones is a light heavyweight.
Oh, all right. Yeah. And Brock Lesnar's going to face him. Right. That's not good.
Hey, man.
Any more news you got?
Nah, man. Let's keep talking about some random shit. Yo, I saw the trailers that rolled in for San Diego Comic-Con, man. Tough.
I saw the Walking Dead trailer, but what other trailer did they have?
There was a leaked, like, Infinity War trailer. I saw that shit. Like, it was like a cam. Somebody, like, filmed it on the camera, so you know, their phone camera, so you know that shit was terrible. But, it got people hyped. The Thor trailer was dope. What else? What was it? Stranger Things was dope too. I don't know. Yeah, there was some cool shit.
Oh, and that's coming out a little bit before Halloween, I believe. I thought they said Stranger Things on season Halloween. 2. That's what I thought, but I think they bumped it up to, like, I don't know, the 27th or something.
Oh, really?
Like,
okay.
So they did bump it up because I saw I saw a recent trailer of it and I was like, oh cool, like they pushed back fucking BoJack Horseman because that one was out in July.
Yo, you know I haven't finished the last
season 2
of
season 3, whatever the fuck
yeah,
it last left
seen,
on.
Yeah, I haven't seen the last. I haven't finished the last like.
Well, they're coming out with another season in like September.
It got so depressing for me, man, and I wasn't in the right headspace, so I was like, yeah, I can't watch this shit no more. So like now I gotta wait until I'm in like a good headspace to like jump into BoJack Horseman, that it doesn't fuck me up. I hate that shit. Like it's good, but it's like it's too heavy, man. It's like it's supposed to be a comedy, man. You're a cartoon. Why are you doing this to me, man? Like, come on. But one other thing I'm getting hyped about, there was another trailer for Defenders that came out.
Oh right,
too.
Yeah, that is coming out. Like the end of August.
Yeah, like August 24th, I believe. Or something.
I need
like
to
that.
Watch all of that before school starts.
Oh, that's what I ended up watching. Like a month ago, I finished watching everything. I watched, like, all of them back to back. Like, but the thing is, I did a reverse order. I started with, because after I saw Iron Fist, like, months ago, then I decided, all right, I'm going to go reverse order. So I went back to Luke Cage. Then, what was after Luke Cage? I think it was Daredevil Season 2. Yeah, Daredevil Season 2. Then it was Jessica Jones. Then Daredevil Season 1. Then I went back to Iron Fist. Because, like, the thing is that if I'm going to watch Iron Fist again, it's going to be, like, a good few months before I rewatch. I ended up rewatching it. And it wasn't as bad as it was the first time, for some reason.
I'm the real Danny Rand.
But people were saying that, like, yeah, Iron Fist is basically the weakest link in Defenders. Just character-wise, like, quality-wise, you know?
Yeah.
Just the character's, like, bland and annoying. Yeah. I don't know how you can be bland and annoying, but that's basically him. I don't know. But more people were praising, like, Jessica Jones, because basically Jessica Jones throughout the whole trailer was basically just shitting on everybody, because she's a fucking alcoholic, like, prick.
Yeah, from Hell's Kitchen or New York or wherever they're at, Jersey, I don't know.
Oh, man. And then there's something on Netflix coming out next Friday called Message from the King. With Chadwick Boseman, and it's basically like he's like an African who finds out that his sister, who went to the United States, was badly disfigured and killed. All right, and then basically it's just him going on a whole revenge tour of the West Coast or something like that, and just basically killing a whole bunch of people,
just murderers.
Yeah, man. But, of course, that type of movie's cliche, but it's whatever, man. I gotta see that shit. I don't care. Like, I just like a good revenge, movie, man.
What else you got, man?
I don't know.
You the one with the news.
What news do I got? I don't even know, man. Like, Yeah, I don't have shit for news, really. But, like, yeah, man. The U.S. is fucked up.
I saw what Trump did.
Yeah, Trump an asshole. You know, the funny thing is that, like, the whole thing is not even about, like, readiness or, like, cost. Because you know what? If they really needed to cut costs on shit, they would cut a lot of, like, defense spending. There's a shit ton of, like, there's trillions of dollars in defense spending. Billions, trillions, whatever, that are like, not needed. Like, and the funny thing is that all that defense spending doesn't go to people. It doesn't go into people. It goes into things. So, like when it talks, like, so, like, defense, what is defense? Like, military, the Pentagon, CIA, FBI, whatever. But none of it's going, a lot of that spending, only like a tiny fraction of it is actually going to actual personnel, you know? So, if they could cut costs on that shit, cut costs on what Trump is, like, doing on his personal time, taking trips and shit. Because, like, this dude goes on trips every few weeks like an asshole. he pays for extra security like an asshole. That costs millions of dollars. Like, they can easily fund whatever the fuck they want medically for people. But, people who are cisgendered people, even in the military, have a hard time dealing with shit, too, because of lack of funding and lack of support for mental health and physical health once they get out. So, of course, they're not going to have... they're not gonna help people who are transgender, you know?
Yeah.
But the fact that they're trying to ban transgender people outright, like, they tried to argue, like, oh, this is gonna cost us money because you gotta have gender reassignment or whatever. But what about the people who are already transgender and want to get into the military? What about that? You know? Like, they already had their reassignment, their whatnot, and ready to fucking go. Like, all they do is take hormones every now and then, which by some point they don't have to take anymore. Or, and plus, that the cost of it isn't even that great, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, it's like, come on, like, it's purely political. Like, he was just trying to, like, appease his, like, conservative base, that, like, are all against LGBT groups and whatnot. And the funny thing is that, like, Caitlyn Jenner, who's, like, a staunch Republican or whatever, was very upset with Trump. Like, she didn't know what the fuck he was gonna do anyway, but you still voted for him, you stupid bitch. that's what I hate, man. Like, they'll still vote for these people, like, despite, like, your primary, like, issues, them being against it, like, them not helping you. So, like, they're not in your best interest, but you still vote for them. That's why people joke about how, like, you see a whole bunch of white folks, they love that's their bread and butter. They love to vote against their best interest, especially in like the Midwest too, especially like Midwest and the South.
Yeah,
like those. A lot of those people who are like who don't even are nowhere near close proximity to like people that aren't them, as in like Black, Latino, LGBT, whatever. They love to vote against their best interest. They love that shit. Just despite other people. And then screw themselves over at the same time and still complain. But it's funny because, like, you look at, like, I saw a map of Trump's, like, approval ratings across the country. Maryland is one of the states that's at its lowest. Like, his approval rating is, like, 30% in Maryland. Same with California. I think the lowest one was, like, Vermont was, like, 26%. But then you look at, like, the middle of the country, the Midwest of the country.
Yeah.
that heartland per se in some of the South. Like, you see most of his stuff at like 50% or over and whatnot. Some at 40%, some at like 54%. The highest percentage of approval rating that he has in the country for a state, which I'm not surprised about, West Virginia. West fucking Virginia. That's one place I refuse to go to ever in my fucking life. I think I had the option of possibly getting a job in West Virginia, and I turned that shit down.
I was like,
it's too far. First of all, it's too far. Second of all, it's a lot of fucking hicks and rednecks in that motherfucker. Like, they'll kill my black ass.
Right.
I'll go missing. Like, West Virginia is no fucking joke.
Yeah.
There ain't no black people. The most black people you'll see in West Virginia are fucking college football players.
And they're not even from there.
And they ain't even from
there.
Exactly.
They come there to go to school places.
They ain't even Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, you don't want to go to West Virginia, man. You don't want to go there. You don't want to go there. Fuck.
All right, you got any more wrestling news?
Nah, man. But you heard about the new Matt Groening animated show, right?
No, I did not.
It's like animated, like fantasy, like medieval fantasy shit. It's going to be on Netflix, and it's starring Abby Jacobson from Broad City, and Eric Andre. Should be dope. Should be dope. Hopefully, it'll be like the medieval version of Futurama, I don't want to have anything like a medieval thing that's similar to like Simpsons. I want it to be dope like Futurama, because that shit was baller. Like, Simpsons fell the fuck off. I don't know.
They've been on for so long, they gotta running out of ideas somehow. Like, same thing goes with South Park.
Hey, man, they're just South on. Park, man.
Yeah, but both of them are just on.
Hey, man. People still love South Park, man. Because they,
I like South Park.
The thing about South Park is that, like, they figured out a way to reinvent themselves. Because remember, early on, the formatting was different. They changed the game. They changed the game up when they decided to, like, start tackling current events. And then after that was, like, a little mundane, they were like, all right, we're going to go with these big, huge story arcs throughout the season. Like, that you normally see with, like, other, other live action shows and shit. So, like, I thought that was interesting for them to do. But, besides that, I don't have any other fucking, news. I think the only other thing I saw, like, I think CZW, you know how CZW's kind of been trying to reinvent themselves and whatnot. Yeah. There was, like, this video I saw with, like, Shane Strickland. He was carrying the Defy and the CZW championship, and he was giving a speech to, like, the CZW roster about how he was going to lead the new wave, the new generation, or whatever. I thought that was I don't know. I thought that was a little funny, but we'll see how that goes. Sami Callihan and his new CZW.
Yeah. I mean, they're still doing Lucha, right? Or do people hate that now?
Man, no one gives a fuck about Lucha Underground now. Oh, Lucha Underground is not going to last the rest of the year. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, poor thing. This started. I just want to know when Ultima Lucha Trace starts. That's it.
Man, after like Ultima Lucha Dose, I was like, yeah, I'm done. I don't care. I don't care about this shit. Like,
they didn't even show it on YouTube. I used to watch the match of the week every week, and now they don't even put it up there. So I don't know
why.
Because
they're probably desperate, like ratings. So they're like, why are we giving away shit for free? Why are we giving away shit for free that we're definitely not gonna like get any type of like real monetization from? Because you know YouTube doesn't give a fuck about wrestling anymore. Yeah, that's it.
I got two cards. One of them is Ring of Honor is having their show on July the 29th, Queen City Excellence in Concord, North Carolina. And this is their first show since their review show, where Cody Rhodes won the Ring of Honor World Championship.
Ew.
Don't say ew. He's a Bullet Club member.
Ew. Oops.
You like him.
Ew.
You like Cody.
Nope, no, I don't.
Oh boy. Okay, so Mandy Leon and Rose going up against Brandi Rose and Sumi Sakai. Oh, so Brandi Rose is a wrestler.
Yeah, man. She's part of the I think she's part of Women of Honor. Yeah, she does that Women of Honor. Cause I saw her on that little Women of Honor Wednesday shit on Instagram that ROH would post.
Let me see. Okay, so that was the Woman of Honor, Matt. Parker Martinez flipped Gordon coast to coast of LSG and Shaheem Ali going up against best friends of the new PWG World Champion Chuck Taylor and Trent Beretta. So he got Ring of Honor contracts now?
What?
Best friends. They got new Ring of Honor contracts now because Chuck Taylor looks like full time.
Man, I don't even know anymore.
Okay. Notification, the Beer City Bruiser going up against Jay Lethal. Beer City Bruiser fucked him up on that pay-per-view. So now he's getting himself some old-fashioned revenge. In a non-title match, because that's what they like to do with New Japan talent, the War Machine, Hanson and Rowe, goes up against Jay White and Jonathan Gresham. Good luck with that. Ring of Honor World Tag Team titles will be on the line. Nick and Matt Jackson, the Young Bucks, going up against Alex Shelley and Chris Sabin, the Motor City Machine Guns. And I feel like these guys fought each other so many times, just like the Young Bucks against the Briscoes. But this one seems new. For the Ring of Honor Television Championship, champion Kushida defends his title against Kenny King. And the main event of the show, Bully Ray and the Briscoes going up against the Bullet Club of Marty Scurll, Adam Page, and the American Nightmare, the Ring of Honor World Champion, Cody Rhodes. All right, and next up is Beyond Wrestling's WrestleMania show called American Rana 17.
Oh, yeah.
The matches they have here is a tables, ladders, and chairs match between Chuck Taylor and Hornswog. Why? I don't know. And it's probably going to be crazy there. I don't know. It's just what they do. JT Dunn going up against John Silver. I haven't seen JT Dunn in so long. The Doom Patrol of Shaka and Chris Dickinson going up against Team Pog of Jordan Grace and Lufesto.
Yeah.
Oh, so this is a thing. Okay.
All yeah, right. Well, yeah, that's been a thing, man.
Because I know. Well, okay. Well, I still want to see this. It actually looks entertaining. I like those people. They call him Cage. The effing machine. Brian Cage going up against Jonathan Gresham. The Hit Squad of Monster Matt and Dan Mafia going up against Roppongi Vice and Trent Beretta and Rocky Romero. I thought they wasn't even a team anymore. But, all right, whatever. Beyond Wrestling. David Starr, the product, the King of Taunts, your favorite wrestler's favorite wrestler, Davey Wrestling. I can't remember anymore. I need to remember the rest. He's going up against Donovan Dijak, who I believe is going to NXT or something. He brought up something about him going down there and missing out on Bola. I don't know. Don't listen to me. EYFBO, a.k.a. the Latin American Exchange of Angel Ortiz and Mike Drastic, going up against the Lucha Bros of Ray Phoenix and Penta L0M, a.k.a. Pentagon Jr. And the main event of the show is the bad, bad boy, Joey Janela, going up against Matthew Riddle. And I guess they called for this match. He was like, yo, I want Matthew Riddle. I want him in America. He's going to get it because he acts properly. All right, and that is the shows for this weekend. Go ahead and check those out. I do not know where American Rana will be. Probably in Rhode Island. That's normally where they are, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Most like, I don't know. Somewhere in New England, man. I don't know.
But... somewhere in New England. Yeah. Okay. So, that's it. That's all I got, man. Unless you want to ramble about something else, we can just end it right here.
Yeah, man. Like, you know what I want to rant about? The Baltimore public transportation, man. It's bullshit. Yo, I don't know what the fuck is going on, man. The buses are fucked up.
Always.
Because they had the Baltimore link, and no one knows where the fuck to go. People running late because all the bus routes are changed up a little bit. They added some bus routes to steal some bullshit. They rose the prices on everything. Because, you know, like, before O'Malley left office for the governor, he signed a bill that would raise the price of metro public transportation every 2 years, according to like increase in like GDP or some shit, like some type of like growth in, I don't know, just to accommodate spending for infrastructure or whatever. A whole bunch of crazy ass, stupid ass terms. But yeah, long story short, every 2 years, the prices will go up. So this year happened to be another 2 year period. So that shit went up. I think this is like the second time. So like, it's been like 4 years since that shit was signed. And it's been two different periods. So like, we went through that, and past few days have been bullshit on the metro because, like, it's been super, super crowded for some strange reason. Normally, it'd be like, alright, you get on it, and maybe there would be people standing here and there or whatever because, like, the bus, the seats are all full, but, like, you still got room to, like, stand and not be cramped like an asshole. But, like, today was the worst coming back because it was just, like, everybody was packed like sardines. It was really gross. And of course, this one lady who doesn't know the meaning of tact straight up like embarrassed this one dude saying like, man, you don't smell good. I was, oh no, you know how that type of shit goes, like, that's that shit right. That you used to like hear in like grade school. What it'll always be like the hood black girls who would say that type of shit out loud to embarrass the fuck out of somebody. You know? But, like, yeah. It was really fucked up. But, yeah, man, we were cramping motherfucker like sardines. That shit pissed me the fuck off. I was mad as shit. And then besides that and wrestling-related news, people are still trying to figure out what the hell is going on with this whole Paige shit. Because, like, they don't know if, like, she's going to... they still don't know if she's going to be charged or not with anything. Or whatever. Because, like, Ryan Satin got in contact with... tried to get in contact with the state attorney or something like that. Still no word or whatever. What else happened? I don't know, man. I think that's it.
Alright.
I think that's it.
Alright, well, one plug.
Oh, you're plugging? You're plugging something?
I will plug a person this time. We should have actually did this in the beginning. Happy birthday to Rob, who is probably 30 blank. You know, but age doesn't matter. Because he's our friend, and he's a dad. So
hey, man.
Happy birthday to you.
I didn't know it was his birthday. You know why? Because, like, every time you guys send that group text shit, like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
So I don't know what...
Well, I have his birthday written down on the calendar. That's how I found out.
So, I have no idea. So, like, now I gotta wish him happy birthday, like, separately or whatever. Because, like, every time I keep getting these, like, notifications that, like, oh, message did not download. There was, like, at least 9 different messages between you three that I was trying to get that I couldn't open.
Damn.
I couldn't open a single fucking thing today for you guys because like that group, the group text shit don't work. It just does not work. Yep. So,
other than that, that's the only plug I have.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess, of course, you can check out Rant EM Radio at Rant EM Radio on Twitter, rantemradio.com. Of course, they got their live stuff. We are scheduled for Thursdays at 9 p.m. all week, week, whatever. All day, day.
Day.
But, of course, you can check out the flagship show, The Rant, Freaks and Geeks, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, yada, yada, yada. And for me, doomsday519.tumblr.com, at Joey Doomsday on Twitter, doomsdayspace519 on YouTube as my primary channel, secondary channel, Doomsday Gorilla, spelled as in WG's Gorilla. Doomsday Gorilla on Instagram and at Joey Doomsday 519 on Snapchat. Definitely check out my Snapchat. Joey Poppin. Stories are dope. Cause it's like nothing but work stuff and downtown foolishness. And dope themes. Cause I gotta walk by strip clubs and bars with dope themes hanging around them all the time.
Oh my god.
Fantastic.
Alright. Let's get out of here. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for ranting with us. And thank y'all for going through this whole episode because we definitely went off the rails. This was how we went off the rails on purpose. Wasn't nothing really happening. So
nothing popping.
Nothing popping. Nothing. Grease, nothing.
Nothing.
So we'll see you next week. Don't forget to check out that Nakamura John Cena free match that they're putting on television. Go ahead and check that out. And until next time, I'll see you next week. Doomsday. Find out where we gotta go. We gotta get out of here.
Hey, 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 hey. Smoke weed every day.